Hello, welcome. I'm very happy that you're here at the podcast Compassionate Buddha, your podcast for love and world peace. I'm Denia Rositsky with Dharma Name Gakdok. I'm the abbot of the Yunva Meditation Center Hamok Yamna Dharmasa of the Yunva Sangha of World Social Buddhism. In this episode, you can hear a daily reminder from Supreme Matriarch Thich Nhat Hanh Nam about to be enlightened or not. Have good insights. Daily Fragrance of the Lotus Flower by Thich Nhat Hanh Nam. 8431, July 10, 2015, Lotus Buddhist Monastery. As a clear mind becomes even clearer and deeper, it begins to transform the thoughts, speech, and actions. The thought of I diminishes, and there is no calculation of only self-benefit. Rather, the wish is to benefit others and make them happy. Consequently, when others are radiant and satisfied, there is satisfaction and joy too. Furthermore, unconditional help and care should be offered to those who are expressing discomfort and distress. After providing assistance, the desire appears to nurture and support others even more sincerely. Such actions arise spontaneously from those who have already realized the truth, which means to be enlightened, and at the same time they are still striving to be enlightened. Those who wish to become enlightened or ask what enlightenment is may have doubts or questions, but if it is recognized by them that their present life is lived as described above, then they are already enlightened. Also, enlightenment itself is not so special, but according to that enlightenment, thought, speech, and actions appear. Unfortunately, there are those who think that they are enlightened because they have fantasies of flowers raining down from the sky through a sparkling and shining light. But this kind of phantom is merely a figment of the imagination. What is most important is what kind of life is lived now. To be enlightened or not is determined by the kind of life that is led. But a truly enlightened person does not care what enlightenment means. While those who calculate enlightenment are far away from it. Enlightenment means to realize the place of truth. It is a place that is beyond you and I. Hence, it must be realized that the you and I in that place are not two. At the same time, whatever is done, one step at a time, there is nothing that is not truth. The actions are always to benefit others, which are beyond speech and words and conditions. Thereafter, bodhisattva actions are engaged in endlessly. The true self appears according to connection relationships forged or situations encountered. At times, the true self appears, and in other instances, it does not. But when it is possible to exist among sentient beings, enlightenment dawns at that time. But when there are no sentient beings, enlightenment is not necessary. Thank you very much, Thich Nhat Hanh Nam. Thank you very much for listening, and thank you very much, Tikwang Nepopsenam. I wish you a clear mind and enlightened week. Yours in the Dharma, Gakdok.